Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. I'm Phyllis Pricer, your hostess for this evening. And today's show, we have a wonderful visitor from about halfway around the world. Our guest interviewee is Nir Manner, who is also known as Nir the Psychic Poet. That's N-I-R. Nir lives in Ashdod, Israel. And he is an Israeli citizen, and his story is a very unusual one. He's sort of like a Romeo looking for his Juliet. Nir has grown up in that area, and through the computer, he met a young American lady named Julia, and she lived in California, and they carried on a correspondence and a loving relationship until his computer crashed. And he wasn't able to get it fixed or back up. And by the time he did, contact with Julia was lost. And through contacting Julia and through his relationship with her, he came to start writing poetry. And the remarkable thing is the poetry that he channels when he sits down at the computer was in English and not in his native language. So that's why he calls himself Nir the Psychic Poet. Am I right, Nir?
Yes, you're totally right about that.
Oh, well, say hello to our audience and tell them a little bit more about yourself and, you know, how you grew up and what you've done and your search and so forth. Go ahead.
Okay. What can I say? That between my first year and second year of college, I went to study management and industry. I met on the summer of 99 online a beautiful young girl from Los Angeles. Her name was Julia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a day after seeing her picture, I started writing poetry in English, even though it wasn't my native language, and I couldn't stop. She became my first muse. I've been able to write about love, even though I've never felt that before.
Uh-huh.
I've been never able to write about abandonment, even though I've never felt abandoned. I've
mm-hmm.
been able to write about death, even though I've never died.
Mm-hmm.
She woke me up and helped me start living. But because of a technical reason, as you said, we lost contact. I believe that because of it, she thinks I lost interest on her.
Uh-huh.
But she left me with a gift.
Uh-huh.
So far, I've been writing over 120 poems and a script of a sitcom, all thanks to her, and everything in English.
Uh-huh.
Now, I can't count the number of gifts I found out in myself because of her. She basically changed my life, even my looks.
And yeah. How did your looks change?
How did I look changed? I was with a shorter hair. I didn't have a mustache, didn't have a beard. Like now I got myself kind of the poet.
Poet look, huh? The Lord Byron look?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
An appearance only with her.
So you have been now traveling around. You say you've come to the States before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And
because
go ahead.
I felt through the years that fate is somehow guiding me to find her.
Uh-huh.
So I decided to take the ride. I started a journey all the way to the City of Angels in search for her. And now I've been all over the City of Angels. In Beverly Hills, in Hollywood, in West Hollywood, in Culver City, everywhere, passing
uh-huh.
my invites from agency to agency,
uh-huh.
walking by foot from every place to every place. Only the second day I've been walking from Hollywood to West Hollywood to Beverly Hills and
good
back
heaven.
To Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
I walked so much that I hurt my feet. And I needed to buy another pair of shoes.
Good Lord. That's a lot of walking. So
yeah,
what?
Because
what?
I felt some kind of a spirit waking up in me. I couldn't stop. I dedicated myself for this journey, for this show I wanted to do. So I told my parents back home that I needed to go for 22 days. And they thought I was crazy for doing so because I didn't have any plans, any meetings to be scheduled, only this show based on a picture of a girl who I talked to 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And been talking on once in a while, but not something serious.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I listened to everyone who said that maybe she was only meant to give you this gift, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
So I started thinking so, but every time I tried to even date someone else, my mind came back to her and to my poetry.
Ah.
Like I was obsessed. And it's like, for example, as part of when I decided to go to Los Angeles that I won't be bored, I decided to I had a list of girls which I collected from J-Date. One time when I dated a girl, we went to a fancy restaurant in the Chateau Marmont Hotel, and I got the bill and it was $100, and I gave my card and my ticket got rejected.
Oops.
And the funny part is that I paid there something like more than $1,000 for each weekend as part of my promotion before the show.
Right.
It means for passing for agents, for all kind of industry people, celebrities, my invites to come and see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought every time I tried to betray my mission, something bad happened.
I see.
So I tore up my list and concentrated only on her. And since then, it was like I was walking a path, the right path to her. Like, and everything made sense. Everything was channeling in my way.
Uh-huh.
I met one thing that was amazing that I met in the Chateau Marmont. It was a 2 days before Christmas. Three girls who found me very unique. They
uh-huh.
and they were excited by my story and everything, and invited me to sit with them near a big Christmas tree. Now, they knew all about Julia and my poetry.
Uh-huh.
And they told me such a fairy tale story that I believe connects me with her. It's a
uh-huh.
kind of a story of a past life I had with her.
Uh-huh.
And because, as I said, in my poems, I write about things I never felt. And it all made sense because the girls told me it was a psychic. Do you write about abandonment in your song? And I said yes. And she started babbling, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, you're the writer. And I didn't understand and asked her friends what was going on with her. And she told me this fairy tale story that in my past life I used to be a writer in England. And me and Julia had life together. We fell deeply in love.
Uh-huh.
And it was overwhelming. But something happened. I somehow betrayed her, deceived her, and so she left me. And I couldn't bear with that, so I killed myself. And now in this new life, I'm trying to find her.
Uh-huh.
After she gave me a signal to find her. After she rested in my heart, this gift of poetry.
Uh-huh.
She brought me this gift, which I will use later to get to her.
Uh-huh.
I never imagined in my life where it will take me. Never. And I thank her for every second of it. It made me alive. Even though I walked so much in the cold, in the rain, while being cold, And no one came to my show, it still didn't kill my spirit. I knew I came there for a reason. If it wasn't for the show, then it was for something else. And I knew it was for the meeting with the three girls.
Okay.
And now I'm going to come back again to do the show, mm-hmm. to do all I can, so I can do my poetry book, and by that, get through.
Mm-hmm.
My fantasy is that on Valentine's Day 2007, I will be on Barnes & Noble and signing my poetry book that will be dedicated to Julia with all of the poems I've been writing overall, and that she will come and I will sign her book. Now, to do it in a way, to deliver her such a message that she will decide if she wants to meet me or not. I've done the whole journey from Israel to LA. Now, all she needs to do is the one step. That's it.
That's an absolutely fascinating story. And as I wanted the audience to know, as I was listening to this, it struck me, and I explained it to him also, that this story also is more than just that of a young man trying to find a young woman, but it also is an allegory. It's a moral of all of us seeking that lost love, that some indefinable something that drives us to seek another or higher or more loving existence. It's really a metaphor for a man's journey into the spirit. And that is one of the things that I found so interesting to him, is because this journey of his, while it is seeking a young woman who really exists, is also the story about all of us seeking to find some other love, that which drives us forward, that which we don't know, that is an inspiration that touches our hearts. And we don't know why, but we seek that journey and seek togetherness and that love, and we won't rest until we find it. Most of us will not have to wear out a pair of shoes, thank goodness, on our journey.
Yeah, I even hurt my feet, but I didn't care
about that. I'll bet you hurt
that.
Your feet, darling.
No, but I kept walking and walking and walking. I knew I have a mission.
All the
22 days I dedicated only, strictly, for my mission of getting to her. And people back home thought I was crazy.
Well,
the only
here
connection,
in America, you're allowed to be crazy like that, you know?
Yeah, but the only connection they had with me was all of the credit card bills I got.
Well,
and
I think
they
a lot
were
of
wondering
people...
what the hell was it doing there.
I think we also make that connection. Believe me, that's
now,
a connection we're well aware of in this country. But anyway, I wanted to, you know, you just share your story because I think it's such a lovely one. And in your journey, you also met some of our movie stars out there, didn't you?
Yeah, I met Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves, funny enough,
was the first who noticed what the three girls told me. Because
uh-huh.
one of the poems that are written that I can read to you now.
Oh, yes, please.
Is the poem I put in on my invite, where I passed around all over.
Okay,
go ahead
and read it for us.
Okay, it's called An Angel Between Gods. I look at your eyes, not feeling immune, knowing I did something wrong, knowing I was a fool. I did too many steps, not knowing Cupid was watching, attaching your heart with all of his doubts, with all of the emotion that I was having. I let you sit on Zeus' chair whenever I was away, leaving all your property there, making it your domain. My love was splashing on your body, making a way that didn't come off, causing Aphrodite to think you're a devil, disguising yourself as the queen of the gods.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and my usual poems are more stronger and longer. It's so much that I need to urge myself to stop.
Mm-hmm.
My hand is like a Ouija board. It can't stop writing. And I couldn't figure out if it was a gift, a curse, or a disease. It was controlling me so much.
Were you writing at a computer, or were you sitting down and writing by hand?
I have large stocks of paper, large stocks, and that I started writing each page that I wrote and put it in my drawer, But later I typed everything in my computer because my handwriting is hard to understand. And it was kind of a puzzle because sometimes I was writing an old poem, but sometimes it became like a puzzle. Like I wrote the first poem and then the first part of the poem, and then the last part I found in another. So I needed to arrange them. It's something that took some time, but I was able to complete that. Like, for example, one time I even wrote a poem after getting a jaywalking ticket.
I don't think most people would write a poem after that. Well, do you have some more poems? And slow down a little bit when you read them, dear, okay? See if you can read us another one. What one do you think represents most what you are hoping to accomplish and what you are looking for?
What I'm hoping to accomplish for?
Doesn't have to be in the same poem, of course. And by the way, I want to say welcome to Faye in Virginia. I spoke earlier today, and I...
Okay, I can read one poem from Random.
Okay.
It's Getting Back to Eden Broken. If you write me a letter, post it through God. If he will smile, then I know it's bad. He never forgave me for taking his angel, promising her a new pair of wings and a shortcut to heaven. But I left you on ground, giving you only dreams and many chances to cry. God didn't give me alone. He could have prevented it all by not turning my heart into stone. I told you I'm a famous rocker when I couldn't hold a guitar. I mixed you all kind of drinks when you thought I own a bar. Try to show you my love without handing you a flower. Landing on your lips, so many kisses, but not let you feel my desire. I'm begging for mercy, standing on my knees. The rain is starting, but I can only see your tears. Wiping all of the colors in your eyes, washing the rainbows of the sky. Please forgive me. You're the only heart I can attach. Please forgive me, because I love you so much. I ask for a last chance, show you the person I really am, and take away the devil that got inside. I was stupid, I was dumb, sending away the only angel on ground. I'll bury myself in bed until I hear your sound. I don't care if my words can heal your pain. I just hope that every time we'll get outside, you will feel the sun and I will feel the rain.
Very nice. Very nice. Have you got a publisher yet for your poetry?
No, but I will find one.
Yes. Okay, that sounds beautiful.
And if I want to find Julia, I need to find a publisher.
Okay.
That's what the show is for. The show is for the book.
Okay. Tell the people about when your show is in the City of Angels.
It will be on September 22nd this year on 10:30 p.m. on the Elephant Lillian Theater on the Santa Monica and Vine.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you have a website. Why don't you give them the website where they can look you up if they desire, and that'll give more contact information.
Okay. It's neer-the-middle-psychic-poet.com.
Okay. Near the psychic poet with dashes between your name and each letter thereafter, right? Each word thereafter. All right. Well, this time around, you say you have a theater reserved for the night. How did that come about? How did you make that contact where you could do this?
What did you say?
Okay. You have a theater reserved for the evening, right?
Okay.
How did you make the contact to reserve the theater?
Everything was arranged by fate, that's all I can say. On 2003, on May 2003, I went solo on a trip to Los Angeles. And while being there, I went to the Chateau Marmont. I was told I can find many stars there. And I met there an actor by the name of Justin Chambers. He played on the movie Musketeer. And he recommended me on this theater.
Uh-huh.
He said that that's an actor's gym. I didn't know it existed, such a thing.
Uh-huh.
And I went there, and I read my poetry. Even there was some stars there that were sitting, and they were amazed. One of them told me, I didn't know Israelis can walk like that. And everybody were offering me a ride home later, like a ride to my motel.
Right.
Like, and they didn't even knew me. One guy told me, I don't know what you did to my wife, man. And later, I remembered this theater, and I came back there at the end of last year. I made my contacts and came back there. There was a director was assigned to help me a little with the show. I worked about it. I worked of it, but mostly I did a promotion until the last minute, until all of my 500 invites for the 99 seats were gone.
Mm-hmm.
But the sad thing that even he couldn't show up because he had a previous engagement. So, but as I said, it didn't break my spirit. I came there for another reason. Now I'm more prepared. Now I feel like I have more power, and I'm going to use that when I come back there.
Okay.
Like I've been in contact with people in MySpace, and they were fascinated by my story. A lot of people want to come to see it. Because of this journey, I had an article that was published about me.
That's
the
right.
Jerusalem Post here.
Over in Israel or here?
Yes, over there in Israel. It's the most famous in English paper here.
Uh-huh.
And they were fascinated by my story and did and wrote it. But what was strange for me is that they were more interested in the story itself than in my poems.
Well, I told you, the story itself, it really extends beyond just your journey to find Julia, because it touches the heart of people who are indeed on a life journey to find what is their love in their heart. And that is what I told you. Remember when we first spoke?
Yeah.
That the story is bigger than just you and Julia and your search, but that's why it is interesting people so much and touching their hearts. Because when this kind of thing happens, it's usually because there is a theme that is the theme of what we call every man. And it is one of the journey of the soul and seeking the soul and the love story, as I mentioned to you before. And that's what I was explaining to you, that it is such an important concept that people are always seeking to find that which they have lost, to get back into touch with love, in this case, as you are, and with the journey of the soul that goes along those lines. I think most people would agree with that, because it's such a touching story by itself. But it also is greater than just you. It touches the story of many people in life.
Yeah.
And our listeners can call in, if you like, and ask questions. He's certainly available to do so. And I want you to know that this young man is really determined, because while in the East Coast here in the United States, it's about 8:30 in the evening, and on the West Coast, of course, it's 5:30, over in Israel, where he is, it's like 4 a.m., folks, going on 4 a.m. So he
yeah,
is...
just what I wanted to say is that besides the show that I'm going to do, I'm going to arrive there 10 days early on September 12th to do all the promotion from agency to agency, just as I did in my last journey, but
uh-huh.
with more passion. I feel my feet are stronger because my heart is giving them more power.
Uh-huh.
Like an engine in me, something that drives me wild.
Right.
Like, I can't stop. It's like,
it triggered my heart. For you, it's the journey of the soul. And that's something that we all go into. You're more clear about what it is. Most people know they're on a very important journey, but they haven't a clue as to what that journey truly means. And in this instance, you're fairly lucky, if I may say, because you know for whom you are seeking. You have a person, and many people don't have that knowledge of who or what they're seeking. They just are on the journey and know that they are driven to find it. It's very much like an artist is driven to create what he does. It's that soul's purpose.
Yeah, but when I told example for my parents, I need to go for 22 days because I decided on this show because of a vision I had in my mind one morning.
Right.
I have a spiritual advisor who guides me, and I read a book it's called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. I was looking for an answer, and one morning I saw an image for an invite I needed to do. I didn't see the show, I saw the invite. And if it wasn't for the invite, I wouldn't have come there and do this whole journey.
Look at that.
When I came back home, everybody was saying, what, you wasted your money, you went there for nothing. But I refused to believe that. I enjoyed every minute of it. Every minute. I came there for a reason, something I needed to accomplish. I did it the best that I could, and I still haven't, I still haven't gave up. I'm going to go back there. I'm going to do this journey all over again until I get through. I don't care if it takes me, I don't care if every year I need to go there and do it.
Uh-huh.
I don't care. That's how my passion drives me. Julia is the only one that can stop me. She's the only one who can bring the red light to me.
Uh-huh.
I at least want her to thank her, to let her know of the journey I've done. That's it. Only she will decide if there will be something after.
Absolutely. And that is
only
such a beautiful story.
That is why I also want to meet her in a special way. I don't want to, like, barge in. I want her to decide if she wants to meet me or not. If no, then I walk in my way. But with many thank yous for what she did to my life, for the impact she did.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
Like in my poems, I've been writing about things I didn't understand. After the conversation I had with the three women, it all made sense. Everything that I wrote, like I've been able to arrange everything according to the story they told me.
Exactly.
It's amazing. Like, for example, like with the, can I read this poem of the siren on my heart? Or,
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
I call it the siren on my heart.
Right.
I got a ticket for taking our love fast. I got a ticket for being too nice. I got a ticket for kissing you with all of my power. And a warning for trying to bribe you with a flower. I'm traffic new offender. Feeling in your heart as a stranger, you're the crap of the freeway, your sirens aren't enough. I cross the line each time I see you, giving you too much love. I walk in the red zone, seeing you every morning, thanking God I was born. Waiting for the traffic light to be red before I go on, something to mark the emotions you have towards me, something that will prevent me fall down. Don't lock me up in jail, I just need to see you or I'll be pearled. Don't put your lips and your hands on the glass. You will leave marks and transfer your love. You will make my emotions run wild. Make me escape out of prison. Then I'll come back to the runway you're in, and you will again write me a ticket. And this is after getting this ticket I was talking about. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
It's wonderful. The inspiration that you have is absolutely wonderful. Tell the people a little bit about your life and who you were before you met Julia.
I was kind of a dreamer. I loved movies. I loved the television, music. Like I never ever wrote any poetry. In Hebrew, needless to say that in English, and I don't know where it came out for me. Like everybody at home were amazed. They kept asking me, "Are you copying it from somewhere?" But I didn't have any explanation. I thought she was only a muse. She gave me this gift, and then that's it. Maybe she was only meant to give me this gift. But as I said, in my journey, of all bad things that happened, everything with her was good. But every bad thing that happened with other girl I did it, not only in there but here, it was because that I wasn't meant to be with him. I was meant to get to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I owe myself at least the chance to meet her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you don't know her last name, do you?
I don't care.
I said you don't know her last name, do you?
What?
Did you know her last name?
Yes, I knew her last name, but I prefer not to say it like that.
Okay. Did you try what we call a Google search? Did you try looking her up on Google?
No, I tried. People who heard my story, even celebrities, tried to call information and found her by themselves. But the problem is that I think that when I met her 7 years ago, when she was 20, she was under her parents' name, last name.
She was under her what?
I don't know that.
Okay.
So I don't know if she changed her last name or something like that.
Okay. So, yes, because people are going to want to know, you know, how much searching did you do and what did you try to do?
But I said, people told me you can hire a private investigator.
Right.
I said, no, I want to do it in a special way.
Right.
I want to give her the choice to decide if she wants to meet me or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not nice to barge in someone's life, no matter what impacted it to your life.
Right.
She only can decide.
I understand to intrude on our life, but you would like to have the opportunity just to meet her face to face, is right?
That's right.
Yes.
And she decided to meet me
way.
Alone. I will do the whole 14,000 miles. She only needs to do one step. That's it.
Mhm. That's very beautiful. Okay. So, what do you think will happen? What do you think would happen if you meet your Julia?
I don't know. Some people ask me because, as I said, a lot of people were amazed by my story, and they started having questions like, "Do you think that you will lose your gift when you see her?" And I don't know. Like I'm pretty sure I won't. Like she gave me this gift. It's buried inside of me. I think not only that I won't lose it, but it will increase.
Right.
But as I said, I only wanted to depend on her that she will decide if she wants to continue this.
Exactly. Well, I think that's a very, very beautiful sentiment, quite frankly, and it's very respectful because you don't want to intrude. You just want to see if you can meet up with her again and see if the soul acquaintance can be renewed in this lifetime. Because, you know, it feels, and as I said, you were told, and I think you feel it also in your life, that you have known this young woman before.
Yeah.
And not only in one lifetime, but several lifetimes. And the relationship, through no fault of her own or your own, was ended. And what you'd like to do is have an opportunity this time around, see if that relationship can indeed go forward. And I think that's just a fabulous concept. Truly, I do.
Yeah,
So tell people what you do now. And, my feeling is that this journey of yours is going to take unexpected twists and turns, as it already has. But
yes,
even more so,
has.
Because had it not been for this young lady and her, your search, you would have certainly stayed at home. Yes? You would probably not
know.
Have...
Will,
huh?
Like, okay, I would say yes. Like, she became a key. She became the key to get to L.A., to the fame I searched, so, but mostly I believe she became my gate to, she became my key to
reach but her. In English we would call her your muse, and so you seek her out. And I think that's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I figured like, for example, I figured to myself like in this journey that if I could work so much for fame, I could walk even further for love, like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, I think that this is an absolute wonderful opportunity for you. And it has provided you with experiences and adventures that I think certainly you would not have undertaken and had she not entered your life or left it. Let us say, so dramatically.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that I work in a high tech company in a business of the family, and it's like the art reaches the most strange place, like in the high tech business. Like she reached me and pulled me out of there. It's like for example, with the book I got, it's the book that I got after finishing my college years. And
uh-huh.
Everything that helped me and me meeting her between those 2 years and me knowing about her, knowing about the chat we used to talk in was by a secretary who worked in my father's company. And it doesn't matter where I was, she would have watched me.
Right.
I just remember that a day after seeing a picture, I started writing. I imagined a picture in my mind and started writing. Like, and it's crazy at home, absolutely crazy. When I told my parents I'm going to for 22 days to LA, but I can't tell them why, because if I did, they will think I'm crazy. They told me I already passed that point.
Uh-huh. Well, sometimes, my dear, sometimes you just have to seek what you're looking for in life, because it is your life's journey. And sometimes, yes, it's true that people are in our lives just to help point us in the right direction. And we have an expression called, like, ships passing in the night. And sometimes people are there just to help us to wake up, and other times they are there to help us move on to even greater heights. And, you know, as I said, I would encourage any of our listeners to call in and ask questions or, you know, give their opinions or give their impressions. I know
I
we have
like
some
that,
psychics
yes.
that listen in, too. And
okay.
Maybe somebody has an impression about what this is all about. But it is certainly a wonderful journey, and it is certainly causing you to grow a great deal as a person. And spiritually, is it not?
Yes.
Okay.
Spiritually, and it helped me. And it helped me a lot. Like, even though nothing happened in the show, and I know it will happen in this show because.
Yeah, my feeling is this show is going to be well received. Okay.
Yeah, I know, but
more success this time around, dear.
Yeah, but what I was going to say, I didn't much care. Like, those 22 days was the best time in my life.
Right.
Even though I gave all my effort, the power of my feet, it growth me. It made me more strong. My heart became larger because of her.
Yes. Well, that's we're saying the same things and using different words there.
It became red more.
Pardon? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm saying my heart became red more.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I think that is such a wonderful opportunity that you've been given. As I said, this is why we call it the journey of the soul. because this search for her is creating for you an awareness in life and an expansion of abilities that you never knew about.
Yeah.
And that, as you have acknowledged, is a wonderful blessing just by itself. And
yeah.
I will tell you, it takes a lot of guts, a lot of strength for someone to go to another country and search as you have and to look into places and meet people and to put yourself out there in order to find someone. And I think we all admire you for that.
Thank you.
Because not many people, when push comes to shove, not many people really are willing to move out of their comfortable known life to pursue their heart's desire. And that's why I was saying it is very often a journey of the soul that you are undertaking, because yours has a moral and a spiritual process that is greater than just the search for Julie. It's a larger calling, and as I said, many people just don't reach for that. They wish they had, and they regret all their lives that they didn't take the opportunity to do that. So, you know, I think it's fabulous what you're doing, and, you know, we're hoping and wishing you all the best on that, Nair. You know, we'd like to hear back from you and, you know, keep in contact with emails with me to let me know how this, how it comes about and how you do in California in the coming weeks.
Yeah, I would like that very much, like keeping you updated of everything.
Okay.
Like,
so what are some of the things that you plan to do besides that one evening of poetry? What are you planning to do in New York? I mean, in Los Angeles.
As I said, I'm going to do the, before the show from the September 12 material and promotion. And I don't know, do all I can to see what the show will bring and to follow it, to follow fate as I did before. Because it's not only like I trust fate to bring me something. I do something. Each day that passes, today, yesterday, before that, I've been promoting my poetry show every place I could. And if I'm not working on my poetry, working on the show, then I'm mostly promoting it, letting people know about it, getting in touch with people. It's people are telling me, like a woman I've met, they told me that all of my story, she usually doesn't open up to people, but my story made her open up. A very special woman that I met,
mm-hmm.
and she felt like she needed to help me, and she was like designing my page that I did on MySpace, and I couldn't thank her for all of what she done.
So she designed your web page?
She designed my web page.
Well, how
wonderful. And I did also, before that, I did my website. My younger brother helped me do that, but he did it according to my image, as the same as the invite. I work day and night, every day until the hour I'm talking with you now. I went to sleep on 3 in the morning and got up on 6.
Wow.
It was 3 hours of sleep. And it took of me of my time, like on the weekends, took of me of the time that I go to work on the gym. And I still go and everything because it's supported to me to look to the world, something like that.
I think that's fabulous.
Yes,
so a lot is happening in your life.
Yeah, a lot of it is happening, and I'm not stopping working. It's taking away so much of me, and I don't care. Don't care. I can only say thank you to Julia. That's it. Thank you. Thank
okay.
you for bringing me here. Thank you for what may come.
Okay. Well, could you read us another of your poems?
You declare yourself as the greatest art, claiming the Mona Lisa was fat, hoping to get back in time and become Da Vinci's model, worried your beauty will be hard for him to handle, holding the moda, faking her smile, holding your heart, not letting mine die. You shake my lips so they will match when we kiss. You charge my emotions whenever I see you, moving my hands when I'm drawing a picture, giving taste to my lips when my heart tank isn't full, making me obey each one of your rules. You teach me how to use your emotions in the best way, saying if they can't find their way through my body, I have to be gay, saying no one ever resists your charm, knowing if they did, their hearts would have torn on an alarm. You get inside my dream, not knowing my heart isn't your dream, not knowing my lips aren't for practice, not knowing my body is helpless and being used for your advantage, not knowing my love doesn't come in many sizes. I call this one created for your hands.
Very nice. Very nice. I want to take time right out here, right a moment, for a slide ad for Comfort One Shoes in Union Station in Washington, D.C. They are sometimes sponsor for us. They are the shoes to the leaders of the free world, the shoe store to the leaders of the free world, and they are in Union Station in the shadow of the nation's capital. They are open 7 days a week, and if you shop in there and mention that you heard us on this internet show, they will give you anywhere from a $10 to $50 deduction on your shoes. So please feel free to contact Comfort One Shoes at Union Station, area code 202-408-9747. Again, 202-408-9747. I'm Phyllis Pricer with Higher Dimensions. You can reach me on the telephone at area code 202-387-2080, or you can reach me on my web at www.multiplepathwaysinc.com. or our email at psychicworlds4@AOL.com. We are listening to BBS Radio, The Higher Dimensions, and our guest this evening is Nir Manor, the psychic poet who lives in Israel. Please feel free to call in and contact BBS Radio and talk to Nir if you want to. And we're going to enjoy some more poetry and talk with him a little bit longer because we hope and wish him the very best on his journey in life, and we do hope that he is going to find his Julia. I think that would be such a wonderful fairy tale ending to your story, Nir. So tell me, some of the other things that you have planned, are you going to look outside the city of Los Angeles this time on your trip here?
Maybe. This girl from Arkansas recommended me to go to a certain place. She said that...
Where?
Arkansas, maybe.
To go to Arkansas?
Yeah.
Well, that certainly is a different place. And
yeah, I'm going to take a flight. I'm not going to walk.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I do have my limits.
Well, Arkansas is a beautiful state. And
besides, I'm only ready to walk for Julia.
I hear that. Is this the person who helped you with your website?
Yes, she recommended me. She told me of a dream she had of me seeing me in a pic, and. And she saw me there in my white outfit and my black pants that she saw in the in my invite.
Okay.
And she said that I was like kind of calling in my dream. It's kind of a repeating dream. I say, "Where are you?" And it's kind of like she saw Julia in her dream or something like that. Something that I feel in kind of another connection of me getting to her, so I want to find out as much as I can.
Oh,
I don't
wonderful!
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
Oh yes, I think it would. And it's wonderful that you see another part of the United States as well. I think, quite frankly, that this Julia will probably end up hearing about you and will contact you someday. That's my feeling, that she will finally contact you. Okay? And since I'm supposedly psychic, let's see if my feeling that you will meet her one day works out, okay? I like being right sometimes. This would be a great way to be right.
It doesn't matter if I, because I know I'm going to find her. My heart knows that.
Right.
It doesn't matter what anyone else is going to say, I'm going to find her. As I said, she's the only one who can stop me from doing so.
Yeah, my feeling is that you will find her. I think with all the publicity that you're doing, if anybody has any other ideas of how he can find his Julia, feel free to contact us and let us know, or, contact Neil through his website, because he can indeed use some help and information, and I think that would be a wonderful gift for the two of them to meet after all this time. And I think any young woman would be pleased to know that she so inspired someone that he did start this journey. I mean, it makes a wonderful story, Nir. It makes a wonderful story.
Yeah.
And maybe one day you will not only just write the poetry, but you may well write a book about
it. I will write a book.
Huh?
I want to meet her. I will do this book, like this poetry book.
Okay. Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Who is calling in, please?
This is Nancy.
Nancy? Yeah. Hi, Nancy. What
Hi.
Do you have to say? You have a question?
Well, I'm not sure. I felt kind of bad that no one was calling in, so I thought I'd call in.
Well, that's wonderful. What would you like to tell our young man here?
Well, to just keep looking. It looks like he's going to succeed.
Absolutely. Nancy, where are you from?
Washington State.
Washington State. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Do you have any other suggestions? What do you think of his poetry?
It's beautiful.
Isn't it beautiful?
Very well done.
Oh, and for someone for whom it's a second language, listen to that, Nir.
Yes. Absolutely.
Like your poetry.
Awesome.
Do you have any questions to ask this young man?
No, I just wanted to wish him all the best of luck.
Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that. And thank you for the lovely introduction.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nancy, for calling. I'm so glad you took the time.
Thank you.
I do appreciate it. It's nice to know somebody else is listening,
Yes, oh, definitely.
All righty. Well, we don't have a whole lot of time left, Nir, but I would love you to give your website again and anything else that you think you'd like to share with us before we go, please feel free to do so, because I think we're all in your corner. We're all rooting for you to succeed. We're all on your side, in other words.
Okay, it's www.nearthepsychicpoet.com with dashes between each word.
Okay.
Dashes in the middle between each word.
Okay. And do you have any more poems you can read us while we're waiting?
This one I called An Uncut Heart.
An Uncut Heart?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess it's kind of me talking to God about his angel.
Oh, wonderful.
You can take her legs, she's staying here. You can take her ears, she knows how I feel. You can take her eyes, she's using mine. You can take her tears, they're almost dry. You can take her hands, our hearts already touched. You can take her lips, she made me a mark. You can take her mind, she won't forget me back. I'm the clown she showed how to laugh. But never take her fate. I want her to be forever saint. The same creature of God that landed on my shade.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's nice. May I ask you, have you tried, you must have done this, have you tried translating these into your own language?
And that's it. Someone asked me, can you write in Hebrew something? So what a song in Hebrew? But then I transferred it to English because it sounded better.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Huh?
I'm sorry, I didn't. There was too much static.
I wrote in Igbo, but then I translated it into English because it sounded better.
Okay.
as I said, it comes to me in English. I can write in Hebrew, also beautiful. But in English, it comes to me for some reason more easy.
Okay, so basically, you're saying it doesn't translate. Is it Hebrew you speak, or?
I speak Hebrew, yes.
Yes. How does it sound in Hebrew? Does it rhyme the same or no?
No, it doesn't rhyme. But it's like when I watch a song in Hebrew, it did rhyme. But later, I don't know. I urge myself to write it in English to translate it there.
Okay.
I love this language. Like I always did. I've been seeing American movies. I've been seeing TV
I'm sorry,
shows.
I can hardly hear you. Your connection is fading.
I've been seeing. I love watching American movies, TV shows like Married with Children and Prison Break and all of the shows and.
Okay. Well, you certainly have a good grasp of the written English, and your poetry does rhyme, you know, and it does express some very beautiful sentiments.
Yes, but it became kind of hard. It was like taking a piece of my heart out, like when I was writing all of this, because there are much stronger poems around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a whole book that I have of it.
Mm-hmm.
So how
often do you get to write poetry? Does it come in bunches or is it?
It comes in bunches. As I said, I need to urge myself to stop. I can write now. I can write anytime. Like
you can write anytime.
Anytime.
How many poems have you written so far?
Over 120.
Wow.
And I, as I said, my aunt isn't getting tired, and so is my aunt.
Okay. Have you organized them in some way that for a publisher or?
Yeah, yes, I did. That's why I said this journey helped me a lot because it helped me to arrange it. That's kind of a story according to the fairy tale they told me I was able to arrange it according to this order. I made a fairy tale story out of poems.
Ah, oh, wonderful. We have another caller. Welcome. Hello. Nir, thank you very much.
You've been welcome.
A delight. You have been listening to BBS Radio's The Higher Dimension with Phyllis Pricer. Our guest tonight was Nir Manor. Nir, thank you so much. Keep us informed and let us know what happens, okay?
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Goodbye. Good night, everyone. Talk to you next week.